Hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the Amber May Show. So glad you are here joining me because we are talking about deep state corruption in the United States of America. And we're also including former presidents. And could it be present presidents? We're getting on to that in this episode. And joining me today is Colonel John Mills, and we're going to talk about all the deep state corruption and then ways you are fighting back and winning. So we're talking about that on today's episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Please send this far and wide. And if you believe in what I'm doing, consider going to theambermayshow.com and click the donate button and become an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is by going to the website and clicking donate and donate whatever you feel you can donate. That would be so helpful. Or you can become a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That would be to join me there. Well, coming up right now is Colonel John Mills. I'm so excited. I told you to have Colonel John Mills joining us back on the show. We're going to talk about the deep state corruption today. Thank you, Colonel, for joining us. I appreciate you.
Hey, Amber, appreciate you. I mean, that's especially being out there in Arizona. We got to do something about Arizona. We got to do something about Maricopa and Pima. I really have been hitting hard on Maricopa, but don't forget Pima. A lot of people forget Pima down in the Tucson area. So. Yeah, an honor to be on your show today.
Oh my gosh, so much has happened. We have the Biden crime family that's getting exposed, and hopefully something good will come from the exposure of the Biden crime family, and then Christopher Wray and the FBI. And so I don't know where we should start with today's episode. I mean, I'm going to kind of roll it over to you. Where should we start?
Well, I think the big thing, and it's the failure of the FBI to totally hand over a copy of the, and I keep on getting it wrong, is it the FD-1023? Yeah, it's the FD-1023 form, which is one of a, you know, I was primarily a military and intelligence person, so we all had our own forms in our enterprise. The FD-1023 is an FBI form, federal law enforcement form. And it really contains information about an investigation. What's so disturbing and just shameful is, so there's been this 1023 that has specific information. It tends to, from the discussions, it seems to indicate it's pointing at Biden and or members of his immediate family, perhaps Hunter. Mm-hmm. On situations such as acceptance of money from foreign national interests. Now, that's one of the ways people in the swamp always try and get around this is, we didn't get the money from a foreign government, so therefore we don't have to register under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. And this is such a thinly veiled canard. So a foreign company. Passes it, and then they say, it's not the foreign government, it's a foreign company, technically. But I mean, if you do any basic forensics, and even if you can't track the financial flow, it is intuitively obvious that the Chinese money was coming on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. So the 1023 documents this goes back a number of years, and Wray has fought. What we have a situation here is where an executive branch entity, Civics 101, we have three separate but equal branches of government. And that's when I dealt with my international partners as part of my official duties, they never totally quite understood this three branches of government thing. Because can't the president just tell what Congress should do? No, it's not the way it works. They can't tell the judiciary what to do. So Wray has now given Comer and others
And when you're talking about Ray, for people who might not be up to date on what we're talking about, it's the FBI director.
That is correct.
And he's part of this deep state corruption. So when he's talking about Ray, that's who he's talking about. So
Yeah,
FBI.
no, that's very, thank you, Amber, and for your even more history. Now Ray was appointed by Trump. Remember, these are like 7 or 8 year terms. I can't remember exactly. So the whole idea, there's a number of positions in government that are supposed to transcend administrations, the FBI director being one of them. And who gave this name? I believe it was a guy named Chris Christie out of New Jersey. So thank you, Chris, who's now supposedly running for president. I mean, not a chance in a million, but he's part of the deep state money class. So the 1023, Ray has now, they have brought it over to the Capitol Hill and let them see it, but they didn't let them keep a copy. They didn't let them take notes. And I've done this before when I've been at the White House. This is part of the dynamic friction between the different branches of government. Congress has oversight authorities, approves the spending, okay, but that doesn't mean they get to see everything that the executive branch does, and that there's a good reason for that, and it's vice versa. But there's been situations where we allowed staffers and even members of Congress to come over to the White House. We would show them a document. They'd say, "Okay, now we're satisfied. Thank you very much, and now we're going to go back to doing our legislative activities." And you have and White House, you've met this what we're looking for. This situation with Ray and the 1023, very likely about the Biden family, is not the same thing. This is about criminal activity of somebody who is now in the White House. Okay, so this is, when I did things like that and had those, there's no apples to apples comparison. One of the basic precepts of intelligence and law enforcement, but there is a difference between intelligence and law enforcement. There's supposed to be, is when an intelligence collection activity comes across an American citizen who is potentially doing something wrong. It is a formal legal requirement that they have to essentially do an analysis, and they either A, come out with a determination, which is called a referral to Department of Justice for investigation and prosecution, because in this collection activity, we came across an American who it appears was doing this. Okay. Or they, in writing, have to do a very clear statement on why they did not make a referral. So part of the mystery over this 1023 is, and this goes back, I've heard even before 2014. So, and 2014 is a very, very critical year as we take apart the deep state and the swamp. So
Why is
this
that?
is,
Because
well, the
someone's
point,
gonna ask, and I need to know. Someone's
well,
gonna ask.
I so all there Schweitzer, Peter Schweitzer put out a book about the money laundering operation and all the monies received by Hunter and Biden, his dad. And the name of the book escapes me, but just look up Schweitzer, that the book will immediately come up. But I mean, Schweitzer did an incredible job of documenting this. 2014 is the year that Biden and Hunter went to China and received their first payments. I was inside of government. Coincidentally, 2014 is also when China began their island building campaign in the South China Seas. I would suggest, and I think there's a strong likelihood this is true, that once they made payment to the Bidens, they accepted that, whether it was in writing or not, they accepted that because they have made payments to the Bidens, they could go forward with certain activities, such as the island building. When I'm inside a government and I'm dealing with Obama officials in the Department of Defense who are furious with China over this island building. And now it makes me look back and wonder, were they really furious? Were they play acting? Were they furious and they didn't know anything about this? Were they furious? They didn't know anything about this, but later they were brought in and paid off themselves? I don't know. But 2014 was the critical year that island building began. And then in 2015, that's when the Office of Personnel Management, essentially the super HR, human resources office for the entire federal government, was broken into by China. And
We'll
You're
just look
20.
this way while you interfere with US security. We're just even though we're the executive branch, we're just gonna look this way so
Yeah,
we
and
can deny that we knew anything.
I was involved in what's called remediation of this cyber break-in, and that's without making this a tome on cyber. A lot of the cyber activities are so appallingly simple. It's almost embarrassing to call them cyber because the way they broke into OPM was very simple. Okay. I'm not going to get in, I can't get the details on that, but so 2015, 22 million plus records of anybody who's ever had a top secret clearance what were spilled and released,
Wow.
and it gave, using their big data analytics capabilities and AI, they were able to come across, they were able to make sense out of the data. And when you run all this data through an AI analytics capability, immediately patterns start to show, which even a reasonably informed, you don't have to be technically smart on these things, but immediately you're going to start seeing patterns after all this data is run through the machine. And you're immediately going to go, that's interesting. I want to look at that further. Because things are going to really stand out. So again, I believe the 2015 OPM break-in was, again, because of the continuation of payments, was, again, China felt they had a green light because they were paying off number two in the US
And
government at the time.
when did the Burisma thing happen? Do you know what year that was with Burisma in Ukraine with Hunter Biden? Was that
I
around
think
this time too?
that was about that time. I
I
can't
thought
remember.
so.
I mean, 2014 was after the Sochi Olympics in the early part of 2014. That's when Russia invaded. And again, I would almost say, did Russia invade? Again, they are totally in cahoots. There's a lot on our side. We've got to get this out of our head. Russia is not in any way a friend of America or MAGA. They are bad, and they are absolutely 100% controlled by China. So the question is, did Putin invade because he felt he had a green light also? And I have to tell you, inside of government, the Obama administration couldn't have cared less about Ukraine until I think when they saw the money laundering capability of Ukraine, then they started being interested in Ukraine. Because I was in during the early part of the Russian invasion, the Obama administration couldn't have cared less about the invasion. Go ahead, invade, we don't care. But then they go, oh, well, actually, hold on a second here. This is actually,
Glenn
hold on a second. Hold on a second here. We actually
Beck did
can.
a great expose on the whole thing with Ukraine and the Obama administration and the Biden crime family. I mean, he
Yeah.
did a great job, and it all runs around money laundering.
Yeah.
It's what
Yeah.
it
It would.
boils down to.
It was Haiti on steroids. The Clintons in the 90s
Oh, yes.
leveraged the humanitarian crisis in Haiti, which continues to this day. Haiti is an absolute abject mess to this day. And that's where the Clintons learned the fine art of money laundering using nonprofits.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break.
We are here to defend democracy for the people.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no farther than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to MeHamMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's MeHamMD.com. Use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So,
you did know that they were trying to smuggle kids, traffic kids out of Haiti, right?
Yeah. And this is... I mean, we have international adopted kids also. There is now an international convention that's the Hague Convention on Adoptions, which essentially has shut down adoptions. But that's the problem, is you had people who were doing very evil, nefarious things with international adoptions. Now there's the Hague Convention, which has brought international adoptions to a standstill. So that's the challenge, is evil, sick people who were trying to use international adoptions for child trafficking, have squashed. And so there's lots of kids that need adoption out there, but you can't get to them anymore because of this mess.
Because my friends adopted three kids out of Africa. And after they did that, it shut down. They were able to adopt those kids. But once those kids were adopted, there was no way to adopt any more of those children. And they live in a very nice house now with a great family. And, you know, but you're absolutely right. To your point, you're absolutely right.
So Ukraine was they saw the model that the Clintons established in Haiti. And they said, well, Ukraine has so many opportunities. Plus, let's throw in Panama. Plus, let's throw in Cyprus, plus let's throw in Malta. So now we have something exponentially larger, because there's only the throughput capacity of Haiti for money laundering is only so much. But now once they realized Ukraine was so usable, then the Obamas really suddenly were interested. And I was inside, seeing all this activity going on, and they couldn't have cared less. In fact, they almost wanted Russia to invade, because they looked at the group in power of Ukraine at the time as being friendly to the Bushies and the Bushes. And so, hey, you Orange Revolution people, you're Bush conservatives, we all know now that there's now been this coming together of the Uniparty, but back then there really wasn't that in any way, shape, or form as much. They were looked at as, hey, you're evil conservatives. Hey, if Russia wants to invade and take you guys out, we're okay with that. Until they go, whoa, hold on a second here. We could really leverage this crisis in the Ukraine. And so that's where the whole thing began. But that's the shameful nature of the executive branch hiding information about the criminality of a situation that is very possibly related to Biden and his family and or Biden close confidants is an absolute willful abuse. And I would say Ray is guilty of essentially, I would say corrupting evidence and hiding evidence that is, in the end, this is all owned by the American people. Let's stop this silliness of classifying it and not revealing it. Get it out there and let the chips fall where they may. They may. So yeah, this is very important. And we have essentially a core group of Republicans that are now have essentially taken over the floor of the House in procedural ways. in a riot against McCarthy because they feel that he was not a man of his word on the debt ceiling. They feel that he was going to throw the whole pistol brace situation out the window.
I can believe that. I deal with Arizona politics. I can believe that. But at the same time, I get angry about that. For people who don't know, the pistol brace helps people who may have some handicaps be able to accurately aim or hold on to a firearm. Are we talking the same thing here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so there was one congressman who was really wanting to write this bill because ATF wants to come down on American citizens who have this pistol brace. So it goes on your hand and your wrist so that you can better hold on and grasp your firearm, which is a constitutional right. I don't know how the ATF is able to make any kind of rules or laws to be able to enforce this, because as far as I know, Congress didn't make a law. I mean, if a state legislator made it, then that'd be the state police that would have to enforce that law. So I'm not sure how ATF got involved and is making this rule, because it's obviously not a law, because they're not legally allowed to make laws. And so then this congressman, they needed his vote, and they held his bill ransom and said, if you don't vote on this debt ceiling thing, then we're going to take your bill off out of committee. So being someone who wrote a bill this session, I understand what that feels like, because not that my bill was in any way like blackmailed by any means, but I know what it's like not to be heard in committee. And it sucks, because you work hard and you know it's going to help somebody, and for someone to block you and it not being heard, that's the first step to getting a bill heard or passed, is going through committee. And so the chair gets to decide what bills are going to hear that session, and then if your bill passes and the chair hears your bill, great, but he can kill your bill. And that's exactly what happened to this gentleman, which is going to affect millions of Americans. Now they're potentially able to face some kind of charge with the ATF. It's unconstitutional, in my opinion, because ATF can't make laws. They can only enforce. So that's what he's talking about.
Now, this falls, this is, there's the three branches of government, obviously. As we talked about earlier, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. But there's this pesky little thing called the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, which essentially, when somebody rails against the administrative state, they're essentially talking about a law called the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, which gives Department and Energy agencies, departments and agencies, the authority to establish, because once you have a law passed, a law is not always written to the fidelity where you can just say, okay, it's not written to a rule level that can neatly fit into regulation and regulation of the United States government, which is when the people of America deal with the government, they're normally dealing with regulations that are supposed to come directly from laws. So that's the debate, and that's the healthy debate. There's a law, and then there's a regulation, okay? And they does have the authority, ATF does have the authority, as laws are interpreted, to write regulations and procedures. It has to go through a rulemaking process. It has to go through a public comment period. But they've already passed a regulation that you can have a pistol brace. Okay, this is a fine finishing detail. There's no law that says you can or can't have a pistol brace. There's no law about that. Okay, it's an interpretation of law. And so what I think is absolutely evil about this is they are, like you said, they're treating it like a law. It's a rule that is already passed. And now they're going to say, yeah, we're just going to go back against that rule, and anybody violating it will be charged, and have all these felony level crimes charged against them. It's like, hold on a second here. You can't, you've already passed it following the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act. You've already passed it. You can't just now unpass it and now charge everybody with serious crimes. So we've got to challenge this, regardless of your view on pistol braces. It doesn't matter. We can't let a federal agency do an about face and make something a severe crime, especially after they just spent all this time and energy allowing it. Okay. So this is horrible. And so it's all related to what the Republicans are right now, Matt Gaetz, Bobbert. Now, you know, we all love Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she caved and folded and voted with McCarthy, and she's not part of this rebellion right now.
I don't understand her. I really don't, because she was the one promoting McCarthy to begin with. I'm like, why out of everybody are you promoting McCarthy?
Well, she had been stripped of all her committee positions. And the way it is, and what happened was McCarthy said, hey, once I'm speaker, I'm going to give you all these committee assignments. Okay, I get it. You know,
think another speaker would have given her committee assignments? I think so. It's just weird to me. Like, sometimes she's like, I feel like she's so pro-conservative. And then sometimes, like, where did that come from?
Well, I can't give out certain details.
She confuses me because I don't know exactly where she stands. You know, sometimes she's that spitfire. I'm like, right on. And then other times, like, what?
Well, she showed a lot of her true colors. I mean, besides ditching her husband, like Lorena Bobbert just did. I'm starting to see a trend here. We got a third female congressman ditching their husband. That will definitely have a trend line. But so with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, it's clear she was just sucking up to get her committee assignments back. And now she has her committee assignments. She doesn't care. So, okay, Marjorie.
Does she just want fame? Is that what she wants? Is that what she's after, just being famous?
Well, I don't have a CIA psychological profile of her handy, so I don't know. And yes, the CIA did used to do very good detailed psychological profiling. That was an art form that they were very good at. I used to know work with the head. I can never remember, head psychiatrist, head psychologist for the CIA. He was legendary, very good. But Marjorie is just about power, you know. Shocking.
That's what I think.
Well, you know, you gotta have a certain amount of self-centeredness just to want to spend the time in Congress. Why would you do it if you don't? Because if you're not about promoting yourself to a certain level, you're probably not even gonna make it to Congress to begin with. So but now there's this revolt on the floor that they're really sticking it to McCarthy. And it's not getting a whole lot of attention right now. We need to give it attention and really stick it to him, because, you know, McCarthy hosed everybody on this and really did not have. I mean, my two basic hangups with this whole deal was not necessarily about the amounts. It was about the big thing was pushing it till after the election,
Where's and their leverage if they can't leverage money? Yeah, where's their power?
You just, you know, they're crappy negotiators and they're disingenuous.
Are they, or was it by design? I mean, McCarthy isn't anything. Like, I think he's more establishment than anything. Like, was it part of the plan to take the power away from those America First? Because that was a strong growing movement in Congress, in the House. The small group, I think, was starting to gain traction. And McCarthy's totally establishment. So was it, or was it by design?
There is a BCAD of politics in America. And it's really 2016 when Trump was elected. McCarthy is a before 2016 kind of person. His mantra is, let's just get along with the other side. No, the other side are not the Democrats of 30, 40 years ago.
They're not.
The other side are hardcore lefties and or psychos that couldn't care less about the Constitution, about America, about borders, et cetera, et cetera. And they will do whatever it takes to get what they want. They want power. And, you know, Jeff Sessions is who I think in many ways was a decent person and an America Firster, but he made the fatal error of saying, oh, this is bad. We need to appoint a special counsel when he was Trump's attorney general. And Sessions is an example of the old way of thinking. Even though he was MAGA, his head was still in the pre-16 era where let's just do the right thing and get along with the other side. No, these people are heinous, evil, and
they are the problem with national security. They have been bought and paid for by China. Bought and paid for by China, a communist country
Adam
who
Schiff,
wants to take
Adam,
over America.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I mean, and they want the things they want to do. I mean, Adam Schiff, they want to strip Adam Schiff and censor Adam Schiff, who lied about everything, everything. And they want to censor him. And then, you know, and McCarthy is, that's one of the things he wants to, no, we're not going to do. No, forget that. So we need to support everybody that's going on. There's a small core of patriots that is doing this. But again, we won the war. We run this whole country. Wouldn't have been a country if it wasn't for the 13% who fought and or provided support.
Right.
And so come on, support this group, because they want to force McCarthy to change the go back and redo the whole budget deal and get this pistol brace silliness addressed in law ASAP. Now, again, it's been put on hold, is my understanding, in courts, in the court system. But we got to do action. But it's the old way and the new way of looking at things. And I think they beat down McCarthy. I think he took a beating to get the speaker seat. But, you know, he's showing his mind is in many ways still pre-2016. Mm. And just come on, let's just get along. You know, this is the Paul Ryan who's now, you know, who's destroyed Fox. You know, come on, let's just get along. Forget that. These people they have created this broad enterprise of IRS C3 nonprofits that for 50 years have been working and preparing for this day to take over America along with the communists using the IRS C3 nonprofit status.
Yep.
And the administrative state, and Steve Bannon will use the administrative state. I call the administrative state the fourth branch of government. The intel and law enforcement is the fifth branch of government. And then the nonprofits are the sixth branch of government.
Now, when you say administrative state, what are you talking about? Because when I hear administrative, I think of the executive branch. So I guess I don't.
Well, it's the rulemaking process that was created in the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to deal with this fairly often when I was inside of government, where laws would come down, and then to translate this into functional, meaningful regulations that make sense on a day-to-day basis, you have the rulemaking process where this is a law, but rarely are laws written to the fidelity that it helps with the actual execution of the law through regulations. And that's why you have the Administrative Procedures Act to write these procedures. It sounded like a good idea at the time. It still makes sense because you're rarely going to get laws written in a way that could, well, boom, they immediately become regulations. It's the interpretation of what these laws mean and how the U.S. government is to interact with the American people in enforcement of this law and implementation of this law. So this is the danger, is the administrative state, where you have an army of bureaucrats. It's like the EPA, and their land use rules. It's people are now waking up and going, hold it. This broaches administrative procedures. This is de facto lawmaking. You call it what you want. It is lawmaking.
It is.
Because you can only have this much water. You can only have this much water on your property, and you can't do this and you can't do that. No, this is where we have to clamp down and do away with this gargantuan U.S. government. You can't. This is how, on a federal level, you can't use plastic straws. You have to use paper straws. You can't do you can only drive 55 miles an hour. Remember that fiasco back during the Carter years? All these things, these are de facto laws. And that's where we need more and more lawmakers to put their feet down and go, whoa, that is not what we meant. That is not what we meant when we passed this law. And so that's where we have to hold these people accountable, and we have to hold the bureaucrats of the deep state accountable, because they're getting away with this. People are going, oh, yeah, we got it. Well, they're just following the rulemaking process. Forget that. I've been through this dozens of times, and I know what these bureaucrats say behind closed doors, and they couldn't care less about the American people. Most of them, it is a common mantra. We know what's best for the American people.
Yeah,
we're
going
to tell the American people don't know what they want. We're going to tell them.
That's what they think. You're right.
Yeah. I think I never liked that. I stood up to that as best I could. Anytime I heard that, I didn't like that idea. I didn't like that mentality. I didn't like that behavior. I don't think that's befitting or becoming of the oath of office that we take as both military and civilians. Mm-hmm. It is just out of control. It's an imperious, snide looking down at the American people. You poor, pathetic people. You don't know what you want.
Right.
We're going to tell you. Yep. And it's like, well, no, this
they
is
think
never right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they think they're smarter. And after you spend enough time with some of these folks, you go, hold on a second. They have a PhD from, Harvard or the Belfer Center. And these people are mental midgets. What happened to the vaunted Belfer Center at Harvard? I mean, they just have the intellectual capacity of a ground squirrel. I mean, it's just like
it's called indoctrination. They realize the power of school, and that was going to be their indoctrination camps, was the schools. And no one was going to be the wiser until COVID. Nobody was going to know they were going to indoctrinate you. I mean, I remember going to Arizona State University, and I had to tell the professor the answer they wanted on the test. But I'm just thinking, you were way off. You were way off. I disagree with what you're saying. But how many other students didn't have that fortitude to realize they're being indoctrinated? Because you grow up in school thinking your teacher's always right. So most people in especially college, like, they just got so used to their professor always being right, they never stopped to really think about what the professor was saying. What is he really saying? And then if you really thought about what they were saying, you'd come to the conclusion, like, it's indoctrination. So these people have all been indoctrinated through the indoctrination camps. Did you hear the latest about the Clinton Foundation? They are in court with tax issues. Did you hear that?
I didn't. That's news to me. I don't even know there was a Clinton Foundation anymore. I thought they were insolvent.
Yeah, they're in court right now because of tax stuff. So I'm like, interesting. But they always get away with everything because all their friends are in all the levels of government. So who knows? But I just found that interesting that was one of the headlines recently.
Yeah, well, the whole story of the 2008 election wasn't that Obama beat McCain. It was McCarthy. It was Obama beat Hillary and the Clinton camp. And yeah, I mean, I thought the Clinton Foundation, I mean, I knew it was still alive, but it ain't what it used to be, because the Obama Biden folks took the Clinton Foundation model and put it on steroids and said, yeah, okay, we see what you're doing. That's great. We're going to do it on a much larger scale. And, and that's in the, what we're dealing with in our higher education system is the result of 50 years of Saul Alinsky, Howard Zinn.
Yes.
Those are the advocates of free speech. We now see that they never were really about free speech. They were about getting their way. And just like spoiled children, they just were going to hold their breath until they got their way. And we kept on, yeah, okay, we'll give you this much. And okay, we'll give you this much. Mm-hmm. It was a 50-year tantrum of getting their way. And now they feel they're decisively in power and they can do whatever they want to do unless we hit back through lawfare, bankrupting corporations, things like that. Yeah, we got to get more resilient and confident in our ability to inflict pain and suffering. You know, look at, you know, people keep on saying, look at Bud lost 12 billion, 15 billion. Look, Target lost, you know, roughly the same amount. Disney's lost 120 billion of market cap. Sooner or later, and the board of directors is going to go, Disney, we're insolvent. We're going bankrupt here.
Praise God. People, and now it's getting exposed about them being part of child trafficking and sexual predators and being in the 33rd degree Mason, which is a satanic cult. I mean, people are now realizing how they do want to indoctrinate your kids. That viral video went out of the executive producers. And I'm glad you brought up Disney, because I keep seeing articles and you gotta take the nuggets of those articles, because it's telling you the whole story. It's telling you the latest one I saw was about Disney Plus and how they keep losing money. Disney Plus keeps losing money. That should tell you everything you need to know. And then the other articles are like how Disney is taking these amenities. They keep taking amenities away from the resorts. Why? Because they're losing money.
And this is, you know, on our side of the ledger, you know, people have disagreed with me on this, because I say, hey, we're Disney stockholders. We're not yet Target stockholders, but when I get a break, I'm going to buy some Target stock, because you want to be part of the class action suit to assault and take them down. You don't have any standing if you're not a shareholder. Everybody's going, I'm going to, most people don't have Disney stock anyway, or any of these stock. Scrape together some money and buy a share or two so you could be part of the class action suit. I mean, there's several class action suits. Go to Stephen Miller, America First Legal. He's about to go to town on several subjects, and he's been actively saying who are shareholders. This weekend I'm going to be filling out all my forms here, because yeah, I'm an aggrieved party. I'm a shareholder. So this is the process, people. Everybody's going, I'm not going to buy any stock. I say, scrape some money together and buy a single share, and then you could be a party to the takedown, because that's what it's all about. They've been inflicting lawfare on us. It's time for us to stick it to them. And if you hide in a hole, often in the deep forest or in the desert, you're not a party. You can't be part of the victory. So, ladies and gentlemen, think differently.
Think differently. And see, one way I think differently is I'm a member of a credit union. I have control there, because members get to vote and decide how is the credit union working. I did not have a say when I was part of the big banks. I did not have a say in how they're going to operate. I do as a member in a credit union, and my money is now not in the big bank. So I took my money out, put it in a small bank. Then, like, you know, you could go to Patriot Mobile, and if you do use promo code Amber, you're going to get free activation. I did that. I'm not a part of the big three who is now propagating the month of June. I'm not a part of that. My money is not funding those organizations, because I don't have the same alignment with them. And so I took my money out of the big three mobile carriers and went to Patriot Mobile. So you use that promo code Amber. I've used Doctors I Can Trust. Now Public Square is going to be an alternative, or could be an alternative, to Amazon. Get that on your app. Start purchasing from Public Square. And if you have something to sell, sell it on Public Square. Let's promote these. This is how we win. We're taking our money out of their system, and we're promoting people who have values like us. And that, look at what we've done with Target, Disney, Budweiser. It works. It works. And I love what you're saying. I think it works. You got to connect me with that guy. We got to have him on my show.
So Stephen Miller. Yeah. America first. Yeah. But there's, and you know, the, don't take all of your money out, because you can't be a party to the legal assault. If you are, if you know, so,
well, this is a new idea to me. I didn't even think about that. So that's brilliant.
Oh, it is. And that's just what I said, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago on this is, ladies and gentlemen, it's lawfare against us. We have to get smart and learn how to fight back and use our own tactics against them. So they, with their nonprofits, their legal assaults on companies, they've made companies woke. And ladies and gentlemen, we have now. Now, what I do say is minimize your spend at these companies, minimize your personal spend, and go to what you just said, the different new area as much as possible. Now, now a lot of people say, I'm not going to spend a nickel on any of these things. Well, sometimes that just is unrealistic. What I always say is minimize your spend, where you can make a conscious decision. I'm going to go, like you said, Patriot Mobile to the what was Big the shopping? Three. Well, no, it was the new Patriot Shopping you mentioned.
Oh, Public Square.
That's right. Public Square. They had, they were at CPAC. So I'm going to, I'm not going to spend with Amazon. I'm going to go to Public Square. But again, not everything, it's not always realistic as we conduct this transition. So absolutists who say, I'm not going to do anything. Okay. I think the best policy is minimize your spend wherever you can, and then focus it to groups that believe in us as we transition out of these legacy groups. Focus on the new groups. If you have stock, if you want to buy a stock, that gives us a huge impact as we take down these corporations, because you can't be part of the takedown if you're not a stockholder. So I'm not saying run in and buy a lot of shares, but I think a very everybody can scrape together a money for a share or two. Then you're a party. Then you're a party. So to legally to the takedown. So let's be smart on these things. Be smart, not just be absolutist and hide in our foxhole in the desert here. Come on, you got to come out. You got to engage. You got to be part of the battle here. So. There we go. My lecturing is done on this subject.
No, I like it, because people always want to know, what can I do? Sometimes it doesn't feel like we're making a difference. And if you watch the news, they're going to tell you you're not making a difference. But if you read the news articles from mainstream, you're going to get glimpses that we're winning. Like I just gave you, they didn't flat out say Disney's in financial distress. They're not going to say that. What they are saying is, well, Disney Plus isn't doing well. And they're going to say, oh, they keep cutting back amenities at the resorts. If a company is doing well, why would they need to cut back amenities? You go to the resorts because you want the amenities. You're willing to pay for the amenities. I'm not going to pay what I can get at Comfort Inn and go to Disney and get the same thing, and I'm paying triple the price. I'd rather go to Comfort Inn and get those amenities or lack thereof, then go to the Disney resorts, pay 3 to 5 times the amount, and have the same amenities at Comfort Inn. That's what I'm trying to say. So they keep taking back, because they're hurting financially. They're another, the Mermaid movie. It's doing terrible in the box office. See, this is another thing. The stories are, the articles aren't saying Disney's in distress, but they're giving you indications Disney's in distress.
It wasn't until Bud Light, which is, by the way, unfortunately supposed to be a conservative company, but they just, the disease of wokeism, they caught that somehow. But there really hasn't been that much reporting on the pain and suffering at Disney. Now it's out in the open. And the cap, the market cap loss on Disney is 10 times what it is with Bud Light or Target. And I believe me, always on these things, always, always, always go to the corporate board and know the names of the people on the board, because those are the decision makers. On the Disney board, we actually have a couple of people who are right-minded. They need to hear the population roar louder for them to really decisively fight, because they're outnumbered on the Disney board. They're outnumbered. I know one of them personally. So they need to hear. But the pain, believe me, there is a battle on the Disney board right now. Believe me, because look, the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. And again, that's where I say, unrealistic to go totally 100% cold turkey on a lot of these things.
Right.
But minimize your spend whenever possible. And look what's happened to Bud. Look what's happened to Target. Look what's happened to Kohl. You know, we don't drink, so it's really not an issue.
To who? To Kohl?
Kohl's.
I didn't know what happened to Kohl's. This is new to me.
Same thing. Same
really?
Thing.
They're, Why? They're, what did Kohl's do?
Oh, I mean, it's just the same thing. So, you know, just that they're not getting as much attention as Target. But now even our beloved Chick-fil-A, look at their DEI. So Hammer, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I love Chick-fil-A.
I do too.
I still am probably going to get the Diet Frosted Lemonade there. But,
oh, so good.
But we also need to roar and let Chick-fil-A know they are on the precipice of falling into eternal damnation.
Well,
and
this
insolvency.
Is such a 180, because a few years back, I remember they took a hard stand on homosexual marriage. And I was part of the line that wrapped around the building like 1,000 times, because all of the Christians went to go support them on this particular day, and they didn't have enough staff or food, I don't think, to fulfill all the orders. But that's to tell you how much the community supported what they did. And so for them to do the DEI thing was weird. I was just like, but maybe, I don't know how far they'll go with that. I mean, I'm not really sure, but it was just weird after what they did a few years ago.
I don't know how much the original Kathy family still holds of the, I don't know how much they're publicly held, how much they're privately held. I don't know those details or financial forensics on Chick-fil-A, but they're going to potentially learn a hard lesson, just like Target, just like Kohl's. And yeah, I loved Disney, but clearly they have been taken over by a hardcore cult of transgender pedophiles. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to figure out who they are. And if they're going to side with the cult, the numbers don't lie. They've already had a huge market cap. I mean, I would hate to see Disney close, but hey, they did this. They did this to themselves. And believe me, I've been an advisor to corporate boards, and I am now. You know, they're gonna sooner or later, they better wake up out of this stupor and figure out they are on the wrong path, or they're just gonna go away and somebody else will come in. I'd hate to see Disney go away, but oh well, they're gonna learn a hard lesson.
The two things women love was Disney and Target. And those are the two things going after our kids. And that's it for moms, especially. Sorry, we're not getting our money. You want to come after our kids? Well, Mama Bear comes out and we put an end to that. You don't come after our kids.
They're going to learn a hard lesson. They're going to learn a hard lesson. You know, but like I said, you know, I definitely want to be part of this class action suit and stick it to them. Because again, that's what they've been doing it to us for 50 years. And I want to be transparent with our side of the ledger. We've got to become a little more sophisticated on these things. And for 50 years, we focused on God, family, and country, which absolutely is the right order and precedent. But mm-hmm. part of that is understanding when we're under assault. And for 50 years, they were incrementally stealing from us.
That's right.
And we just said, oh, okay, that's bad. Well, I'm just going to go to church and I'm going to raise my kids. And, you know, I'm just going to believe in America. Okay. No, part of that means you stop what you're doing, you go to the meeting, and you punch somebody in the face verbally or sue them. Okay. Ladies, this constant defensive crouch of doing nothing, this is how we got into this situation. Yeah. We've got to be honest about this. And we got to get, you know, my new book is coming out in the fall. It's The War Against the Deep State, follow on to book one, The Nation Will Follow. First chapter, moms will win this war. Moms will win this war because they've been the vanguard of taking a stand against this craziness. And we got to have more of us stand up. We got to have more men stand up because we got too many men who, I don't like what's going on, but I'm just happy to sit here on the couch, drink my beer and bellow about how bad everything is. And then say nothing will work. Nothing will work. You know, that's a real crappy attitude. And that's not how wars are won. You know, just imagine if all the Brits had sat down on the couch and just had their pint of ale and said, boy, those Nazis are bad, but nothing's going to change. So come on, you got to get into a fighting spirit and a winning spirit that no matter what, we're going to win. And that's why the market cap destruction of these companies has been breathtaking. We should be going, yeah, look at that. And again, the Disney market cap loss has been, we should be screaming. I mean, Target and Bud have been taking it. Are you kidding me? Look at Disney. I'm amazed Disney is still in business at this point.
Me too. I follow Disney on articles every time I see it because I look for the underlining of what are they really saying. And I have been so happy lately with what they have been saying on you know, in the articles.
Well, they've been savaging their Disney Plus folks. Because they have been the vanguard. A lot of this was based in Disney Plus. And we're about to relook our entire portfolio of what we pay to. I'm not going to use the name on the air, but we pay out a lot of money every month to our provider of internet services, streaming services, but the legacy TV channels, and they have a lot of arrangements. We're going to take about a 20% whack on things that we're signed up for. And we're just going to say, no, we're not interested in these anymore. And if they complain, we'll make it a 30% whack. Because a lot of this stuff, I've had some other priorities, got to get to this one. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of power here. We've got a lot of power. So let's start doing it and whacking back at these folks.
Well, Colonel Mills, I love spending time with you. I know everyone else wants to spend time with you too. I can't dominate all of your time, even though I would like to. I know you have places to go and people to see. But where do we find your book, The Nation Will Follow?
Oh, thank you so much, Amber. TheNationWillFollow.com. TheNationWillFollow.com. I got an announcement in the next couple of weeks about some next steps on that book. And then also book two, The War Against the Deep State. And that'll be coming out with the Skyhorse, Steve Bann's publishing firm.
Very cool.
in the fall. And I'm going to be at, we're hoping to have that out. I'm going to be one of the headliners, along with General Flynn, at Brandon House's fall retreat in the Lake of the Ozarks in October. I'm going to be one of the headliners there. I'm humbled to be alongside of General Flynn. But we're hoping to have book two out by then. The Nation Will Follow, first chapter, Moms Will Win This War. But I just always want to be positive because we got too much on our side. We're just negative. Nothing will happen. They're always going to be doing so. I don't care what they do to us. All I want to know is, what are we going to do to them? That's all I care about. What are we going to do to them? That's how you win wars. Mm-hmm. Don't, oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. I go to these meetings. It's nothing but a complaint session about a knitting club complaint session. No, I don't care. What are we doing to them? That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Colonel. I can't wait to have you back on because we always have great conversations.
Oh, thank you, Amber. And then also Colonel Rhett John on Substack, Colonel Rhett John on Substack, Getter, and Truth.
Ah, oh, that's awesome. Colonel Rhett John. At first I'm like, who's that? And then I'm like, oh, it's you, retired Colonel John Mills. I'm like, who's that guy? My blonde kind of peaks up sometimes. I'm like, that means retired Colonel John Mills.
Colonel R-E-T for R-E-T for retired. Colonel Rhett John.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll have you on again.
Thank you, Amber. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.